Mutt and Callahan, Greg Dickerson in the house. Tom Brady joining us. He's brought to you by our friends at Northeast Electrical Distributors, DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union. What can DCU save you? Shaw's and Star Market. And Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in men's sexual health. Tom, it's Mutt, Jerry, and Greg this morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Morning. All right. I did the math. That's 308 games you've played in the league, Tom. I don't think I've ever seen you look as happy as you did after this one. Why are you so giddy?
That was an emotional game, as you know. I think I've been through, you know, certainly in a long time. I mean, you're never having so many comparisons between these, but it was, I mean, what a great win from our team. You know, we've fought through a lot of adversity all year, and you know, played the Chargers. You know, last week they were, you know, whatever they were, 8-0 on the road, and it was a you know, we played some good football and got a chance to play in an AFC championship on the road and going against a great football team. And I mean, all the things that kind of transpired over the course of the game, and to get a chance to win it there like we did and then to pull it off was pretty, just a great feeling. I mean, it's really, when you play sports for a lot of reasons, but you know, something like that happened last night was a game that we'll all remember, you know, for the rest of our lives. So it was just, you know, I don't know, emotions just take over at that point. You're not thinking much. You're just, right. You're just feeling it. And, you know, I was just so happy for our teammates and coaches and our whole organization, you know, Mr. Kraft, Jonathan, and just everyone who's put so much into our team and our families, everyone that supports us. It was just our fans, everyone. It was just really a great, great win against, you know, beating a great football team on the road in January is a pretty, you know, it's just an incredible feeling.
You mentioned people rooting against you. They've been rooting against you for a long time, but it was the first time in a while you were underdogs, and you seemed to really get off on that, relish that role of being underdogs. Did you feel like, more than ever, that everyone was kind of counting you out?
You know, I feel like that's just the way it's been a little bit in general this season. So I feel like, you know, obviously being underdogs yesterday for good reason, you know, you're playing against the number one seed on the road. You know, you're definitely an underdog. I mean, there's any team that comes to Gillette is usually the underdog, and it's tough to beat us at Gillette. And anytime you go to Arrowhead, it's tough to win there. So we knew it was going to be tough. You know, they scored there with whatever 2 minutes left. And I said, all right, you know, we got a shot. Went down the field and scored. Next thing you know, they got the ball and kicked the field goal. And then I'm glad we won the coin toss in overtime. And I had a chance to put it away. We got the drive going, hit some huge third downs. Everyone's really involved. And you look at everyone who's involved, you know, just on offense, you know, all the receivers, all the backs, you know, the offensive line, all the tight ends, the fullback. I mean, it was a total team effort. And I think when you have that type of trust in your teammates and, you know, different guys' numbers are getting called and guys are coming up with plays and, you know, it was just great. And the defense played so well all night. You know, it's very, very tough offense to stop, again, especially at Arrowhead. And you know, our defense really met the challenge. Our team met the challenge, and it was a great win for the history of our franchise.
It's tough to pick out one play, but you mentioned the overtime, Tom. You hit three separate third and tens. The one that stood out was the one for 15 yards to Gronk, and it sounds like after the game, some of your teammates and even you talked about that's not a play you've run really at all this year. Walk through that play and what you saw to get Gronk open to set up that final big first down.
Yeah, we had him backside, you know, a few different times during the game, and he had Eric Berry on him, who's, you know, Eric likes to get up and challenge him, and Gronk had some downfield throws. He caught the one, you know, before overtime on a fade, and, you know, I think that slant was ultimately set up. And the extra cover player they had inside ended up kind of looking, and he turned to the receivers and didn't really look at Gronk. And I thought I had some space to get the ball in there. And Gronk ran a great route, made a great catch, and almost broke the tackle. And had he broke that tackle, we could have maybe scored. But it was, on the sideline, you know, on the fly, and you know, it's just great job execution all the way around.
And I know you talked to Peter King after the game. So you guys put eight new plays in just yesterday morning at the hotel. Is that rare? Is that commonplace? What led to that the morning of the game?
I don't think anything's too rare, you know, for us anymore. We've been in so many of these big games and situations, and Josh just, I said, you know, to Peter last night briefly, I just said, you know, the preparation goes, you know, it goes right up to the beginning of the game. And, you know, a lot of times you think the mental preparation is done, whatever, on, you know, Friday morning after you install your last bit of the game plan. You know, most of it's done on Tuesday. You know, you watch film all day Monday. You kind of come up with a plan on Tuesday, then you just begin to practice the plan Wednesday, Thursday, and then you have a little install Friday. And then, you know, we're probably unique, I would say, in that, you know, our Josh will watch a ton of film, you know, Saturday, and, you know, we'll come in some days and he'll say, all right, guys, you know, I've been watching, and based on all the things that happened this week, we're going to go with these and call plays that we've never even practiced. And it's just, I think that's part of being on our team, is being a really smart football player and, you know, adapted and adjusting. And, you know, we certainly used every play that we called yesterday was an important one. And, you know, we used them all. So it was very, just a great, great win.
All right, we're going to try to get Tom on hold there. See if we can reset his phone, Chris. His phone is, you know, cutting in and out. See if we can get a better connection with Tom, because you can hear the popping on his phone. It's probably on our end. We'll try to fix it as he joins us after the Pats' big win yesterday.
When you install eight new plays on the morning of the game, are you worried that someone might not be able to grasp them all? I mean, I know, like he just said, you got to be real smart, and they obviously were, and they obviously did it. But Tom, I was wondering if you do that, you install eight new plays on the morning of the game, are you confident that everyone has them down, Pat, that no one's struggling to remember them when the game starts?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we have confidence we can do it. And we've done, you know, we do that maybe not as extensively as we did in this game, but, you know, definitely we're adjusting, and, you know, guys just have to learn it and figure it out. And, you know, that's why I said it, you know, you put a premium on smart football players. And I think smart, tough, mentally and physically tough, you know, is what it's all about. And just the ability to adjust and adapt over the course of the week, you know, it's been really, you know, really a kind of a trademark for our team. So it was just a great plan. I mean, Josh did such a great job, called such a great game. You know, we really were able to, I don't know how many runs we had, 40 some odd runs, you know, which is just awesome to do in a championship game.
Tom, we talked about this earlier this morning. Can you think of another wide receiver around football, or a wide receiver that you've played with, not named Julian Edelman, who has the innate ability to make a clutch catch, take a hit, and still hold on to the football at the same time like he does?
You know, he just, I mean, I can't say enough good things about him, about Julian and what he's accomplished, and, you know, what a year he's had. And I'm just so proud of him in every area. And you're right, he does all the dirty work. You know, he's the guy that goes in, he's blocking, he does, you know, he's always there to mix it up mentally, emotionally, you know, and then just his overall performance on game day. And, you know, running through the middle of defense, you know, taking hits and making play after play after play. He's just an absolutely incredible player for this franchise. And, you know, he's one of the great receivers to play this game.
But Boomer Esiason said today, Tom, that he belongs in the Hall of Fame. It's the first time I've heard someone say Edelman, but just for his postseason numbers alone, is on his way to Canton.
I mean, that's what this is all about. It's about, you know, playing your biggest in the biggest moments. And I think Julian epitomizes that. So he's, you know, he's incredibly productive. And then the postseason comes and he's even more productive than he is in the regular season. And they're all huge, huge plays. He's cut some of the, you know, two of the biggest plays in postseason history for our team. And, you know, obviously added to that last night.
Did you guys know that people were saying that Travis Kelce's the better tight end in this match, in this game, in this AFC title game? Kelce's the best tight end.
Yeah, I mean, he was first-team All-Pro. The guy's had a great year. And, you know, the comparison thing is, I mean, look, he's a great player. And, you know, we love the guy that we got, you know. And there's a lot of great players in the NFL. And I think our defense, you know, had a great challenge going up against Tyreek, who's, you know, had probably the best receiving year of any receiver in the NFL. Kelce's had the best receiving year at tight end. You know, Patrick's, you know, probably going to win the MVP and probably should win the MVP. And, you know, Damian Williams and that game that he played last night was spectacular. And they got a lot of good players. Sammy Watkins is a hell of a player. And, you know, our defense just, they knew what they had in front of them. They played their butts off, you know, and, you know, it was just a great complimentary game. I think we made enough plays. They made a lot of plays, but we made a couple more.
Well, you mentioned Patrick Mahomes. I know you went out of your way, Tom, to speak with him after the game. What did you say to the young quarterback who had a hell of a second half?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just nice, you know, nice to go up and see him. So it was personal, and I don't want to get into, you know, exactly what was said, but, you know, I have a lot of respect for him, and, you know, he played a great game, and they had a great season, and, you know, he's just he's a great, great young player.
Speaking of personal, the mics caught you saying, "I love you too," to your head coach, which leads me to believe that he said, "I love you," and he said it first. So that's you guys are getting along great, aren't you?
You know, we've always gotten along great. You know, we've worked together for 19 years, so, you know, we've been in the same, you know, had the same goals in mind for 19 years. And, you know, he's been just a great, great mentor in my life, a great coach. He's taught me, you know, more than, you know, anyone ever could about the game of football. And, you know, I've always just loved playing here and playing for him. He's the greatest coach of all time. And we just had some incredible moments together.
You've done something that nobody has done in 25 years, and that's get back to a Super Bowl after losing the previous Super Bowl. What kind of accomplishment is that in your mind?
You know, that's a great question. You know, I was thinking about last night. I mean, it's really not necessarily that, but just to play deep into the postseason, you know, like we have for the last 5 years, maybe more than that. 6 years, because even if you look at 13, we're in the AFC Championship game. You know, it's a lot of football we're playing, you know, beyond what other teams are playing. We're playing an extra two or three games a year, all those games add up. You know, we're not getting as much, you know, we're not getting as much downtime as other teams, and, you know, you're playing these really intense emotional games. And, you know, I don't know how many extra games that is. You know, in the last 6 years, I'm sure we could figure it out pretty quickly. But I don't know, maybe a whole season's worth of football or close to that, 12 to 15 games, something like that. And it's a lot. I mean, it's a lot for everyone. It's a lot for a lot of guys who've been around, for Gronk, for Jules, for Slate, you know, all the guys that have been here over the course of that period, Devin, you know, Steve Gaskowski. I mean, it's just a lot more practice, a lot more playing. And, you know, it's pretty cool to have that type of mental toughness to just, even when you lose, to come back and still have the mental toughness to push through and to try to be at your best and to accept the challenge every year to try to be one of the best teams. And this team has found a way to do that. I know it didn't start great, you know, this season, and we just kept working and kept fighting, and, you know, we got to the postseason, and I said after the game, you know, I think we played our four best games of football the last 4 weeks against, Buffalo, the Jets, and then against San Diego and Kansas City. Those are the four best games I think we played. And, you know, we got to find a way to play one more great game. We're playing against, you know, another team that's had an incredible year, and there's only one team that's going to come out ahead at the end of this next game. And it's a team that plays the best, and it starts with the preparation, and, you know, we're getting started on that today.
You haven't started yet? Was the flight home just like one big party, or did you take some time to look at the Rams?
Oh, no, man, everyone was exhausted after that game. I don't think anything productive would have happened at 3 in the morning. Everyone was so drained, I didn't get home till 5:15, 5:30. So just woke up, actually, and, going to get the day started.
Oh, he's slacking. I don't like it. Hey, I'm looking. You haven't been sacked in these two games, which is amazing, and you've gone against four of the best edge rushers in the game. It's the first time since 03 that you haven't been sacked in the postseason. These guys aren't stars. We know that. But they're collectively just playing out of their minds. Is that all due to Dante Scarnecchia here? Is that what is it? What makes your offensive line so good?
Well, I think they're stars. I mean, I would rather have anyone in the league other than those five guys that I'm playing with up front. I mean, those guys have played incredibly hard in run game, pass game. I mean, Dante is, the greatest offensive line coach in the history of the NFL, and he gets those guys playing, so well together. Their communication is just to go through yesterday's game without a penalty, without a false start. I mean, that crowd noise last night was it was almost deafening on every play. And the concentration, the toughness, the ability to run the ball. Look what we've done running the ball the last, three or four weeks, in the coldest conditions. And those guys just have answered every challenge that the team has had. And it was just, I can't say enough good things about everything that they've done. And, again, they got another huge challenge coming up in 2 weeks. And it's going to take a similar type of effort. And, hopefully we can go put it all together for our best 60 minutes of the year.
Time now for a quarterback question of the week, brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in men's sexual health. Tom, you've mentioned the last couple of weeks with us the adversity your team fought through and how you weren't sure you'd get here at some points this year, and the what you've shown to now get to a Super Bowl, your ninth. If you're able to get it done 2 weeks in Atlanta against the Rams, would this rank as, the greatest accomplishment you've been a part of with this team, given the adversity you guys have faced this year?
I'm not thinking about anything beyond these 2 weeks. So, we got a big, big challenge, and, this one's as hard as last night was to win. This Super Bowl's, if you guys think about all our games, win or lose, these have been the hardest games. So, hopefully we can play our best and give ourselves a great chance to win. And it's going to be tough to do, but, we'll see how it all plays out here in about 13 days.
We're looking up at ESPN right now, and the big headline is, was Tom Brady lucky last night? Because I guess D Ford lined up offsides. I was wondering, did you know he was lined up offside? Could you tell?
No, I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
I mean, if you'd known, you'd go deep, right? If you'd known.
Free play.
Right, it'd be a free play.
It would be.
It wasn't one of those.
Yeah, it wasn't one of those, no.
Tom, it begins. We will talk to you next week, and we'll be in Atlanta next Tuesday. Look forward to it.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Tom.
Appreciate it.